Paige Estrotori here on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you this week's wrap-up of finance news across Australia. It's March 4th, 2025, and I have some intriguing updates for you that are shaping the financial landscape. Starting with a political hot topic, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese recently cleared the air about negative gearing related to his $4 million holiday home. His unequivocal stance that he has not used negative gearing since taking office comes amid a simmering debate on housing affordability and tax incentives in Australia. His actions could have an interesting knock-on effect on future policy discussions, especially with growing criticism from housing advocates. Leader of the opposition, Peter Dutton, had also featured in the discourse. As we continue to monitor housing affordability closely, the Prime Minister's property dealings and leadership ethics looms large. Let's pivot to an insightful revelation from former RBA Governor Philip Lowe. It appears that cost of living challenges in Australia align more with productivity than high interest rates. Persistent issues with political reform have led to stagnant productivity growth, and consequently, our living standards are feeling the punch. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers acknowledged the problem, as seen in his $900 million efforts to boost national productivity. Michelle Bullock, our current RBA governor, has singled out this productivity growth as essential to wage increases without inflation. As the government puts careful touches on the upcoming budget, the focus is heavily on affordable living and a sturdy economic foundation. Staying on interest rates, some intriguing movements in the housing markets. The RBA's recent 0.25% interest rate cut has spurred an encouraging rebound in house prices, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne. February showed a distinct 0.3% uptick in dwelling values. Although overall home values have risen by 4.6% in the last year, there's been a minor quarterly decline, due largely to Melbourne and Sydney's decreases. The future may hold some additional rate cuts, and if that happens, we could see continued growth in housing values along with consequential challenges to property affordability. Finally, small business tax reform is under the spotlight. A proposal from the coalition makes for an interesting development. It aims to lighten the load on small businesses by simplifying meal expense deductions. Essentially, businesses with up to a $10 million turnover can deduct meal expenses up to $20,000 without incurring the burdensome fringe benefits tax. This move may significantly benefit small businesses in the financial sector, making tax filing easier and potentially improving workspace morale. As this proposal is further considered, it's important businesses keep accurate records in anticipation of potential adoption in the next federal election. That's the wrap for this week's finance news. Stay updated on personal and business loan finance by visiting our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, your host at Financial Services Online. Until next time.